It's Thursday, the day we read from your emails. And first, a correction. In our obituary of sex researcher John Money earlier this week, we described him as a psychiatrist. He was not. He was a psychologist. It was a story by a pediatric cardiologist that led many of you to write this week, Darshak Sanghavi's account of watching a teenager's heart being removed for transplant. I just wanted to jot a quick note of thanks for your story, writes Phyllis Abbott of Salem, Oregon. My 13-year-old, otherwise healthy son died of a fatal head injury in 1993. His father and I also made the decision to donate his organs. Your story brought memories of this time back to me full force, and with a new perspective on the reverence for life people like Dr. Sanghavi demonstrate. Robert Evans of Hanover, Virginia writes, I was driving and almost had to pull over to control my emotions. He continues, to see a human heart beating and shudder to a stop, to watch the death of a young man, and to sense the importance of caring for the body and the soul is a testament to the wonder that infuses all life. Your story was a wonderful gift, albeit a painful one. Listeners were far less enthusiastic about our coverage of the bombings in the Indian city of Mumbai. Typical was Prashant Subramaniam of Milwaukee. He writes, the scope of the London bombings was similar to the recent bombings in Mumbai, and yet your coverage of the London bombings was far more comprehensive and detailed. He goes on to say, I question the journalistic integrity and standards that apply to your decisions on coverage. Here is a stereotype that I'm struggling with as a possible explanation. The life of a Londoner is more valuable than that of a person in Mumbai. Hence, the London bombings are more newsworthy. Please tell me I am wrong. And finally, we received a red card for our interview with French journalist François Picard about the headbutt scene around the world, the violent act by French soccer legend Zinedine Zidane that led to his being sent off during the final of the World Cup. Brian Adams of Reno, Nevada writes, in your interview, François Picard contended Zidane's behavior was inexplicable and completely out of character. Not so. Zidane has long had a reputation in professional club soccer for vitriolic and violent behavior. He earned a red card during the 1998 World Cup for stomping on the thigh of a Saudi Arabian player. If you think we missed a foul or called the game wrong, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.